Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, we dive into a border resolution passed by Denton County in Texas. We also dig a little deeper into the lawsuit filed by Polk County CDF against the Polk County School Board in Florida. But first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. In a unanimous vote, the Denton County Commissioner's Court passed a resolution aimed at supporting border security measures taken by the state of Texas. Citizens Defending Freedom spearheaded this project, delivering a victory. Denton County CDF Executive Director Melinda Preston played a pivotal role in guiding the resolution through the Commissioner's Court. Denton County Judge Andy Eads recognized Melinda's efforts by stating, "Thank you, Melinda, for bringing this to our attention. And it's just a way to memorialize this court's opinion during this time in the life of our history and the life of the world, what we're dealing with." Much like every county in the United States, Denton County is dealing with a record high number of deaths caused by the synthetic opioid fentanyl pouring over the border. Fentanyl drug overdose deaths continue to rise, breaking yet another record in 2022 with the death of 107,941 Americans, according to the data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The resolution passage comes at a crucial juncture, with Denton County joining over 50 counties across Texas in expressing solidarity with efforts to secure the southern border. CDF is pushing for more county resolutions with the firm belief that Texas has the duty and responsibility to assert its sovereignty to protect the lives and liberties of its citizens. For more information, please visit our website and head to our border crisis section under resources. Next, last week, Polk County CDF announced a lawsuit against the Polk County School Board, alleging that the board has violated Florida statute by refusing to follow its own policy on the removal of graphic, sexually explicit content and other age-inappropriate materials found in county schools. According to the complaint, Florida statute 1006.28 requires that school boards are responsible for the content in school libraries and that they must adopt a book review policy. The lawsuit claims that on several occasions, the Polk County School Board failed to follow its own appeals process after allowing certain challenge books to remain on school library shelves. Robert Goodman, executive director for Polk County Citizens Defending Freedom, stated, "This board has not once in almost 3 years followed the process as outlined in their own policy, including having up to 3 minor children reviewing and voting to determine if content is harmful to minor children." Anthony Sabatini also stated, "This case is as cut and dry as it gets. The Polk County School Board has a policy for reviewing challenge materials, and we have presented a plethora of evidence that the board is not following that policy. We hope the court will do the right thing to protect our children from obscene content." Polk County CDF's press conference was protested by community members who believe the obscene material should be allowed to remain available to minor children in Polk County schools, claiming CDF wants to ban books. However, many agree that removing inappropriate content from schools to protect minor children from obscene material, which is still widely available in stores, public libraries, and many online retailers, does not equate to banning books. That's it for today. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is Psalms 34, 4 through 5. "I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant and their faces shall never be ashamed." As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.